You live in the camp in Dölzig, which is very close to the city Leipzig and close also to Sachsen-Anhalt, to Schkeuditz. So it's a camp a bit isolated from the city. And there are 400 people living there in the camp in Dölzig. Maybe in the beginning you can describe the living conditions in Dölzig and also how the situation changed now with the coronavirus.
I can say that the situation is even worse than before, because now we are even more than 500, I think so. I think we are more than 500 people living in Dölzig, because they brought new people last week, Wednesday. There were more than 40 people that they brought to come and mix with others that they were in the camp. Even in the beginning, the situation was not great, because the food was horrible, and the food is still horrible. And even though it's horrible, it's not, they don't give you enough that can sustain you. And most of the food that you have there is bread, really, it's bread. There's no really food there. There's no really food here in the camp. The hygiene here, for them to come and clean the room corridors and the passage and the toilet, you have to, sometimes the situation is even more dangerous, because you can easily have a cachet disease there from the bathroom or from the toilet, because it's filthy. For them to come and clean it, it takes them even some time a day, and it's still very, very dirty. What come to the kitchen as well, that's why most of the people were sometimes forced to go and make their own food outside the camp. We have a basement there outside the camp that you can make food there. You can make your own food. You go in the market and buy your own stuff that you can cook yourself, and with the firewood, not with the stove or whatever, no, with the firewood. You go in the bush and look for firewood and come and make the fire and cook ourselves what we really want to eat, because the situation in the camp was so bad that we couldn't handle.
And how would you describe the mood of the people living in Dölzig, your own mood? How has it changed also now?
The mood, because people here, there are people here who spend already more than a year and 4 months still in the camp. How do you think that the mood would be like? Really terrible. If they were having a choice, they wouldn't have been here. They would have gone long, long ago. They don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. There's nothing motivating you to stay in the camp. There's nothing at all.
Some people in the camp, around 70 people, they wrote a letter, or they gave it, like they gave their signature to this letter. And the letter is given to the BAMF and the Malteser, who are responsible for the camp in Dölzig. And you report about the problems in Dölzig and what should be changed. Maybe you can tell us a bit about it, like how did the people in the camp organize together to write this letter?
People are still motivated to even go even beyond the letter and try to put their problem in front of BAMF. They are thinking that maybe BAMF is not aware of their situation here, of our situation here in the camp. That's why we are even motivated to go beyond even writing a letter, to go even beyond that and do something else who can even motivate them to come even in the ground and see what is happening.
Did you already get reactions to this open letter?
Nothing really, because that's what I told you, that last Wednesday they brought people more from the camp. I don't know where they came from, but they mixed them with us. We didn't know, because this is the time that there's a pandemic outside, and we shouldn't be going out and coming in anyhow, because there are human beings inside that can be infected easily because of the crowd in the camp. We are very extremely crowded because this facility really normally is, it doesn't supposed to take, I don't think, 500 people. But we are more than 500 now. Can you imagine? It's like we are a second-class human being that you're not supposed to live a normal life. That's why maybe they came and put us here in this mess.
What? How did the Malteser who are managing this camp, how did they react in general to the situation with the coronavirus?
With the coronavirus, they say little support. What they have, what they brought us here is only the hand sanitizer. And the hand sanitizer, they don't even put it on the corridor, that everyone who are passing should be taking a bit and washing their hand with it. But they put it in their office, and you have to open the door through the aluminium handles. That can, the disease can be resistant there for even more than 9 hours. And let's say someone is infected and open that aluminium door to go just to wash his hand with sanitizer. And if he's infected, you know how many people that will pass through that door because they want the sanitizer? All the camp will be infected. Everyone in the camp will be infected.
So what we can see now, that there's really not a lot of support in the authorities.
No support at all.
Mm.
I think that they don't even care about the life of women here in the camp. That's why I say sometimes maybe they are taking us as a second-class human being.
What is your demand? Like what, in your view, what has to change? What is necessary to change in this situation to improve the situation?
I'm requesting that really they should free. Why are we staying here for more than a year for? I'm asking. It's just a question. Because first time when we came here, they say that we have maximum 6 men in the camp, so that they will send us, I don't know, to a living place that where you'll be secure and do your own food and do your own everything that you have to do. That is the first thing, that they should free us from this, I don't know whether I can call it prison or what, prison of Dolzish, I don't know. They should free us from here. Secondly, they should make the living condition more accessible, more better for other people that they are coming.
Are there other demands? Also, so this is would be a way to improve now the situation, for example, for the people who are living in Dölzschik. But what we can see now, that many people all over Germany, they face similar problems in the camps. They describe similar things like you just did, like the conditions are really bad everywhere. And what can be done to improve the situation of asylum seekers in this current situation with the coronavirus and in general? What are your demands, for example, to the German government or the authorities? What needs to be done now?
I think that the German government need to come. When they access the site where they can put the migrants, they see the capacity, how much can the site take, so that they won't be overcrowded. If the camp is not overcrowded, and they improve also the food that they're giving to us here. Actually, not only the food, the living condition in general. The living condition here in general, they should improve it. If they are saying that they can give, they can't cook for us because some of the food that they cook, really, where we come from, you don't really, I know when you arrive somewhere, you need to adapt yourself, but not to that extent. Even some of the prisoners have some right. I don't know. That is a way of killing a human soul. You're killing someone's soul.
Yeah.
Because when you lock someone somewhere for such a long time, you're killing his soul.